When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, it's time for a reset. Welcome, girls, to quarter four of 2021. This might actually be a little late because as this episode is live, we are now halfway through September. So the welcome to quarter four coulda, shoulda, woulda been 2 weeks ago. But I had some really good guest episodes that I did not want to hold out on. I wanted to, you know, release them and get them out to you all as soon as possible. I've also got some really, really, really great feedback on the last few episodes. I know a lot of girls have been saying that it's really helpful listening to these conversations and really relatable and they're resonating. And so I just really, really appreciate the messages. And I also really value your feedback. I feel like oftentimes a whole entire topic or episode, whatever, comes to be because of a message that I got from someone saying like, I would love for you to talk about this or that. And so I very, very much value that feedback. And speaking of valuing feedback, if you have not yet left a review on For the Girls, wherever you listen, please, please, please do. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave 5 stars and a review on the whole show. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave 5 stars and feedback per episode. So after you listen to this episode, there's a question box that you could fill in. If you watch on YouTube, you could leave a comment, you could subscribe, whatever the case is. If you have not yet rated and reviewed my show, please, please, please do so. I very much appreciate it. And like I said, there's just so much value in it. But in any case, like I said, we are in quarter four. I'm excited. There's a reset in the air. The air is crisp. Do you feel it? Because I can feel it. It feels like January 1st. Like there's just something about this year in particular. I feel like this year was a little different. There was a lot of shifts. This year, a lot of people, I think this year stepped into their true essence and who they truly are. Like I started to notice a lot of people's content changing and their energy changing and just, I don't know. Maybe that's just a matter of maturity and everyone's just getting older. But I don't know. This year was just different. It might be a little weird, but in like a good way, like a good weird and a good different. And so now quarter four feels like, I don't know, a whole new beginning. It really feels like January 1st. It feels like the new year. It feels like the time to start over and to start new and to just get really, really into our element and really, really appreciate the rest of this year. Because like I said, this year just felt different. And so now it's that time to really embrace it. It feels like big things are coming. It feels like good things are coming. It feels like just great things are ahead of us. And I feel like if I can sense that in the energy, then you girls can and should too. And if you don't, I hope that this episode helps you. I hope that the tips and tricks and things that I have you do in this episode just really helps you to get aligned and feeling that positivity. Also, while we're here, I'm just going to briefly mention, because I am really excited, that the Queens of Confidence program that I was previously offering live is launching any day now as a digital program. And so it'll be out in a couple of weeks forever. It's not going to be like I did previously where it was live. So it was temporary. You had to get on each week. You could only be a part of it while it was launched. Nope, I have completely revamped the Queens of Confidence program, which was once an 8-week program that the girls attended every Sunday and we did the work together and we did Zoom calls and all that. It is now going to be an 8-module program, an instant download, instant access program that you will have access to forever. So like I said, it's going to be out in a couple of weeks, couple of days. I don't even know exactly when, but it'll be out soon. And as I'm recording this, this episode is in September 2024. So if you're listening in the future, if you're listening beyond September 2024, it'll already be available. So right now, at this point in time, you could join the waitlist. I'm going to have the waitlist linked in the show notes. But in the future, when you listen and click on that link, it's not going to be a waitlist. You'll just be able to head to the site and buy the program. And like I said, instant download, you'll be able to have access to it and buy it forever. But yeah, if you're listening right now, as this episode is going live, the waitlist is up and running and it'll be out really, really soon. And there will be a limited time discount for that, you know, initial launch. But I'm really excited about this because when I was doing it live, I loved doing it because I love working with you girls in person. Like, I love actually connecting with you girls, but I had to keep it small because you're not going to have 30 girls in a live program and then get to every single person and have quality time for every single person, you know? So I always kept the program under 10 people so that every single person felt heard and that they could actually participate and chat with me. So I felt limited in the size that I could have the course. And then, of course, it's also limited on time because I'm not going to be able to run it every single week all year long. So it's only 8 weeks and I only was launching it at certain points, you know, 2-3 times a year. But instead, it's not going to be live. But of course, you could always message me if you need any help or have any questions. And yeah, you'll just be able to watch it as you please. So you can binge it all in one sitting or you can take it week by week and spread it all out, whatever suits you. But yeah, I'm really, really excited because there's no limit on this. Now, you know, everyone can buy it and have access to it and rewatch it as much as they would like. And I think that this is the perfect time to be launching it because like I said, there's just a shift in the air. There's something new in the air. And I think this program launching now will be a major help for you girls because there's so much in there. I don't want to share too much since it's not launched yet. I'll save the full introduction to when it does come out. But my point is that there's just so many action steps in there. So much that you will be able to take and implement into your life that will change your life. And the beauty of it is that you could start it all right away. You don't have to like get to a certain point first and then you start implementing everything. You could literally watch and implement from day one and your life is going to start to change pretty quickly. So Queens of Confidence digital program will be out soon. So much more to come. in general for all of us. Now let's get into this reset, because that's what's happening. We are having a quarter four reset. And first things first, you need to figure out what your quarter four priorities and goals even are in the first place, because not everything is going to get done in the last 4 months. If you're just now saying like, oh, hey, you know, back in January, I made 50 New Year's resolutions, but I didn't do any of them, so I better squeeze them all in before the year ends. That is not a good plan. That is not a way to prioritize your actual realistic goals. So figure out what they are. Figure out what those priorities and goals specifically for quarter four are. I don't care what they are. I don't care if you have one goal, just one priority, just decide. At most, I would give yourself three. Three priorities is the absolute max. I don't want to see anyone trying to do everything at once, because that's when you get overwhelmed and overstimulated, and then you get even less done than you would have if you would have just focused on one thing. I also make it a point to say realistic goals, because now is not the time to decide you're going to make $1 million on that thing that you've put no time and no effort into. Yeah, I've done nothing toward this business. I've put nothing into it. I have not invested anything into it. I haven't had my mindset right, my work ethic right, but my quarter four goal is to make 7 figures with it. Probably not going to happen, right? That's why I say realistic. I'm not saying it to like shoot down your dreams and say don't shoot for the stars, but I really hate to see people make these big jugunda goals and then they just don't happen. Then you just make yourself feel worse. Whereas if you would have just made a realistic goal and actually accomplished it, you could celebrate those small wins. You know, at least you have something to say that you accomplished instead of saying, I did not accomplish my goal. A realistic goal for something like what I just mentioned, say that you have this business venture that you really haven't done much with, instead of making a financial goal around it, a realistic goal for that would simply be to just put effort in daily. So the goal could literally be like, work on this every day for X amount of hours, or spend X amount of hours during the week. Like, I want to spend 30 hours a week on it. That's a realistic goal. Actually having actionable steps and a game plan and saying my goal for this thing is to do XYZ on a daily or weekly basis for this business that I've done nothing with so far. So definitely get clear-minded, get your journals out, and get pen to paper and start really writing down and deciding what your priorities are and what your goals are, and make them realistic, actionable steps. And guess what? This is very, very important, okay? Guess what? Your priorities can be the total opposite of what you think they should be, okay? I mentioned a business example, but your goals for the end of year don't have to do anything with business if you don't want them. They don't have to have any correlation to money or finances. Doesn't have to be that at all if that's not where you're at for this quarter. So your priorities could be more me time, more downtime, more prioritizing your personal life, getting more rest, working even less hours, whatever it is, okay? Your goals and priorities do not have to be about hustling harder and getting more done. They can simply be about you taking care of you. That's it. Secondly, stop living life on autopilot mode and start living consciously and mindfully. Think about your behaviors or things that you do or traits that you have that you want to work on or that you want to change about yourself or that, you know, make you feel a little insecure about yourself. Anything that brings out insecurities in you. The issue is that we tend to tell ourselves, that's just who I am. That's just how I am. And we convince ourselves that it is what it is. There's nothing we could do about it. But the truth is that we can. What we don't realize is that we can actually grow out of those things. But the only way to do that is to live consciously and mindfully every single day. Actually being aware of ourselves, building up our self-awareness, being on alert, and not just subconsciously doing what we've always done, okay? Autopilot mode is when you say that whole, that's just how I am thing, and it's just as if you're coasting through life without ever working on yourself. It is speaking without thinking. It is reacting without reflecting. So when you live on autopilot mode, you do what you've always done, so you get what you've always got. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you want new outcomes, what has to happen? Things have to change. Thinking before you make your next move, choosing an appropriate response or reaction, no matter how upset you are, controlling your emotions, knowing how to reel it in, take a minute and reflect on what's actually happening and how you actually feel and seeing the bigger picture. When you do that first, now you'll have options. You'll be able to weigh out your options, the pros and cons, and decide from there how to react. You'll be able to make better quality decisions with a clear mind. And now you have new outcomes. So if you don't want to get what you've always got, you've got to do what you've never done. You have to allow yourself to grow out of behaviors and evolve past who you've always known yourself to be, good and bad. You have to allow yourself to evolve past what you've always limited yourself to be. We tend to put ourselves in a box. These, you know, four little walls, we just, you know, encapture ourselves in this box. But you have to allow yourself to not only think outside the box, but to live like there is no box. Like the limit does not exist. There's no box around me. Imagine like in this box is just all your toxic traits, all the things that you want to change about yourself, all the excuses that you constantly make. Why? Why do we have to live like that? Why do we have to be our toxic traits? Why do we have to associate that with ourselves for the rest of our lives? Do people lack that much self-awareness to think that it's charming or cute or funny to be unwilling to work on themselves? To be the same person at 30 that they were at 15? Because it's not charming, it's not cute, and it's not funny at all. So take the time today to really think about this. I want you girls to really reflect on this. Like I said, journals out, pen to paper, whatever it is. Get your mindset right and really think about the results that you would have in your life if you made those necessary changes. If you shifted from autopilot living to mindful and conscious living. What would life be like if we got rid of those bad habits? What if we decided today we don't want to be that version of ourselves anymore? What would change about our lives if we think before we speak or reflect before we react or consider our desired outcome before making decisions? It is all about your mindset. It's all about your belief system. I know that I've talked about limiting beliefs and all that. It stays true right here. Our beliefs directly affect our actions. And our actions directly affect our outcomes and our reality. So let's create a better reality for ourselves by creating a better belief system first. Working on that mindset first. Clear your mind, start reflecting, start journaling, start implementing. And then once you're in a better headspace and you have more positive beliefs and then it affects your actions and then you just do things so much better than you've always done before, then you're going to have a brand new outcome and a brand new reality, one that you will be proud of. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. a private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another big one that I always say, especially when it's time for a reset, is decluttering. Oh my gosh, I know I've said this in a million episodes. I always preach about this to my clients as well in coaching. Decluttering is not only a physical relief, but also a huge mental relief. It is a massive weight being lifted off your shoulders. You have to clear out both your physical and mental space in order to reset, in order to be in a really good place. You cannot be all jammed up and cluttered and unaware of how many things are taking up space in your life, physically, mentally, like emotionally, literally and figuratively, while simultaneously trying to reset. Because that also goes into that autopilot mode and that subconsciousness. You have to be consciously aware and mindful of what's taking up space in your life. Again, physically, like it could be in your home, on your phone, whatever, and mentally and emotionally taking up space, you know, in your head, in your heart, what's weighing on you, what's bothering you, what are the traumas that you have not opened up about or worked on or worked through yet. You cannot have all of that subconsciously taking over your life while trying to do a reset and then being like, but things are not working. Like, I'm trying, I'm doing this, but I can't get ahead. You know, I'm taking 5 steps forward and then 6 steps back, whatever the case is. You need clarity and you need space for new and better things to come into your life. And it's not going to happen. You're not calling in bigger and better if you have no room for it. Getting rid of things in your house that you don't need, clearing out your closet, that is a huge one for me. If you guys want to shop my closet clean out, you could go on Victoria Lario Closet on Instagram. I'm always posting things there. Getting rid of your emails, your phone contacts, the photos and unnecessary screenshots in your phone, and then making sure that you go into your deleted photo album or folder and clear them out of there too. Just throwing out as much as possible the physical objects and things that you don't need to look at anymore. All of that, getting rid of it all, will help so much. Getting those old products out from under your bathroom sink or your kitchen sink, also so important. If you haven't used it then, you know you're not going to use it now. Look at expiration dates. Sometimes those beauty products have expiration dates. Sometimes they're really old. I do not recommend putting them on your face if they've been sitting under there for years and years. You could even go through your pantry, your spice rack, your fridge. Go through expiration dates there. Get rid of whatever you have not had yet that is coming up on expiring. Again, no good. If you're not going to put it on your face, you're not going to want to put it in your body either. And of course, I mentioned like the phone, like I also delete all the texts in my inbox with people that I'm not currently talking to or going to be talking to. There's no point in saving conversations. There's no point in saving receipts. If you went through my phone, the conversations are just with my boyfriend, my family, my best friends and my work conversations, which are on two different phones. I have a personal phone and a work phone. So my work phone is straight up work. Then my personal phone is only the closest people in my life. And then when I do have those extra conversations, as soon as they're done, I delete them. I don't keep random texts. I don't keep old conversations, especially if we don't talk on a regular basis. So many people are concerned with keeping proof of conversations, having the receipts, like I said, just in case you ever need it. You never know. Me? No, I don't care. Poof, gone, goodbye. I said what I said. I'll say it again. If you need the proof, ask that person because they probably have the conversation because I don't have it. Okay. Also, when it comes to decluttering on the phone, I just thought about canceling subscriptions. Okay. Any subscriptions you don't use, get rid of it. Delete and uninstall the apps that you don't use. Get rid of it. Wasting space. I think I mentioned emails. Read all of that. Delete everything. Okay. You do not need to have 5,000 emails, 10,000 emails, 40,000 emails sitting there unopened, especially when for the most part, it's just like subscription emails, like when you're subscribed to, you know, a website or whatever, unsubscribe, get rid of it, okay? And also just in general, decluttering doesn't have to be one big grand event, like my one time a year, big decluttering day. No, you can do this on a daily basis. You can declutter your space and your phone and whatever else, your emotions and feelings daily. If you journal every day, that is you decluttering your emotions and feelings. If you clean up your room every day or clean the kitchen after dinner, you don't leave sinks in, you don't leave dishes and pots and pans in the sink. If you clean those and put them in the dishwasher, you put them away. If you go through your room and throw out or put away as much as possible so that clothes aren't on the floor, you don't have things piling up, or if you even go through the mail on the dining table, you actually open the mail, you go through it, you do what you gotta do with it and get rid of it. That is you decluttering on a daily basis. Those little things help so, so, so much. I hate having things just like sitting around the house or in the way. So that really, like having a decluttered house really allows me to have a decluttered mind. Also, in the spirit of decluttering, now would be a really good time, if not the best time, to do a life audit too. What or who do you need to get rid of? What are the things that you need to stop doing? Who do you want to stop talking to or making time for? Who doesn't make you feel good about yourself? Who brings bad energy or bad vibes around you? Is there a need to change your environment or your surroundings? You got to really do an audit. Go through all of, you know, the people and things right now. You want to be clear, super, super, super clear on your surroundings, your environment, and who gives you that feeling of, you know, who gives you the positive feeling of belonging and acceptance, and who doesn't? Who gives you the feeling of unbelonging and unacceptance? Sometimes you get to a point where someone is in your life because it's just convenient for everyone else. Maybe you're in a friend group or just because of the history, like you've known them forever. So they've just always been a part of your life. And even if you don't care for them, they are still there simply because of that history. But is that really a good reason to keep someone around? No, that's not enough of a reason for someone to be in your life just because they used to be. If they're not someone who really deserves a spot in your life, don't give them one. It's time to pull away. It's time to distance yourself. Remember what I said about making space? Good things, new and better things cannot make their way in if there's no room. If there's no space, how will they fit? You need to make space for what you want in your life, what aligns with your standards, your values, your morals, all of the above. And the only way to do that is by removing whatever is taking up that space. Next, it is super, super, super important that you are making time for self-care daily. I mean, it's always important. You want to do it all throughout the year, but especially during a reset phase, I would pick a few things that feel like self-care to you and make time for at least one of them every single day. You could always change it up, but doing this and prioritizing this will help you prevent or avoid burnout, and it'll help prevent you from feeling stressed. Because when you're going through changes and you are going through a reset, you want to make sure that you're making a lot of time for just simply checking in with yourself and feeling good, making sure that you are prioritizing self-love and self-care and that you're not overdoing it and that you're not, like I mentioned before, getting overwhelmed and overstimulated. And it could be anything. Sometimes self-care might look like getting ready in the morning and just taking time to make your hair look nice, putting on a little bit of makeup. I know I always feel good when I do that. When you look good, you feel good. Sometimes self-care might look like taking a nap and regenerating yourself during the day. Other days, it can look like getting in a 30-minute workout or going on an hour-long walk or taking a bath or watching a movie. Or maybe self-care for you is journaling or meditating or listening to a podcast. Whatever feels like self-care to you is self-care. And whatever feels like self-love to you is self-love. So figure out what those things are and do them every single day. It's also going to help you feel more aligned in your feminine energy. Hopefully, listen to last week's episode. If you haven't, make sure that you check it out after listening to this one. It's called Thriving in Life Through Feminine Energy and Confidence with Rebecca Lee. And we talk a lot about being embodied in your feminine energy, obviously. But most importantly, one of the biggest takeaways that I got from the episode is that feminine energy is a woman's true and natural essence. So you don't need to make some crazy big changes in your life or in yourself to tap into that energy. Because it is who you are to your core. That is your true and natural being. So you just have to take care of yourself to unleash it and unlock it. All you have to do is make time for you, treat yourself with love and care, and devote time to yourself and your well-being. And that's it. Like I said, it will allow you to unleash who you really are to your core. Because women are made up of feminine energy all the way deeply rooted into who they are. It is our true essence, our true nature. So once you can really take care of yourself and take care of your heart and mind, you will feel that. You will feel that much more aligned in your feminine energy. And you absolutely do not have to jump through hoops to get there, despite what you might think. You do not have to completely flip your world and flip your life upside down in order to embody that. You just have to prioritize you. And lastly, right on theme with feminine energy, romanticize this quarter. Romanticize your life. Everything will change. Your entire life will change if you can start to romanticize even the littlest things. These are the cozy months, okay? Enjoy them. Light candles around the house. Even if you take a bath and light candles around you. Cook those meals that you've had saved on Instagram or on TikTok in your recipes collection for months or even years that you've had them saved, especially those comfort food meals. Those are extremely important. Play music that feels romantic. Play music that soothes your soul. Whoever your favorite artist is, or maybe the classics. For me, I love to listen to Michael Bublé and music from the 60s. Those are like, that to me is romantic music. I love that. And of course, you could cozy up with an old movie or a show that makes you feel nostalgic. I have a whole fall watch guide, okay? We got The OC, One Tree Hill, Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, This Is Us, Desperate Housewives, which I am currently watching, shockingly for the first time. I don't know how I never watched Desperate Housewives. I just remember my mom watching it when I was little. Also, Gilmore Girls, which has been recommended to me 5,000 times as being the best fall show ever. Another shocking one that I can't believe I never watched. And then we got a few more honorable mentions that I haven't seen myself. Everyone else recommended these, which would be Virgin River, Sweet Magnolia, and Parenthood. So you got a whole bunch of nostalgic feeling, cozy fall vibes type of shows. Also, on a different end of the spectrum, I'm currently watching Tell Me Lies Season 2, just came out. If you have not been watching, I highly recommend it because it is addictive. Season 1 was like 2 years ago, so I've been waiting a long time for Season 2. And it's just crazy. I mean, speaking of it being crazy, it definitely won't give you the cozy fall nostalgic cutesy vibes, but it's definitely a fall kind of show because they're in college, so it's always the beginning of the school year, so it's like September vibes, and then it goes throughout, you know, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. So you'll get it when you watch. It is definitely like on par with this time of year and this season. I also came across an old video of myself when I was like, one thing about me is that I'm always going to romanticize my life and romanticize my day. And I was like wearing a big, you know, cozy, robe. Oh my God, I couldn't think of the word. A big cozy robe. It was my big fluffy Skims robe. And I was drinking celery juice in a wine glass. And I had like just showered and did my hair and my skincare was done. And I was like, this is my key to life. This is my key to glowing skin, romanticizing my life, washing my hair, doing my skincare, wearing my robe all day, never putting on real clothes, just staying like this and drinking my celery juice in a wine glass because it just makes it that much more fun. It just makes the celery juice taste better than it would if I drank it. Yeah, I don't know, whatever the case was. And I was just talking about how like doing those little things really romanticizes my day and makes me feel that much better. Even things like putting lotion on, like I love to feel really soft. Like even right now I'm sitting here just like rubbing my leg, I have lotion on and it just feels soft. Like all of these little things that make you feel good is really you romanticizing yourself and romanticizing your life. And I think especially during this cozy season, it is one of the best things that we could do for ourselves. I think it's so important to really embrace your femininity and embrace your feminine energy during this time of year. Try new things. Like I mentioned, recipes, like the holidays are coming up. Maybe you're gonna have some plans with friends. Maybe you're gonna host at your home, which I love hosting. I love having like a little dinner party or having my friends or family over, whatever. Like make those fun recipes, decorate, like make things really just feel nice and homey and be a hostess with the mostest. If you don't have any dinner party ideas or if you don't know how to host and you're looking for like hosting tips and whatnot, there are so many on TikTok. I probably have a million saved where they're like, here's how I set up my tablescape for a dinner party. I have 500 saved. Have I done it? No, but this is what I mean. Like instead of saving all these things for months and years, actually do them. This is your time to start doing them. This is your time to be who you've always wanted to be the woman that you truly are deep in your core, be the 2.0 version of you, be the dream woman of you, the dream version of yourself, the best version of yourself. Do the things that you've always said that you wish you could do, but that your negative thoughts tell you that you can't do and that you can't be, because you absolutely can. Now is your time to prove those negative thoughts wrong. But all of that is only possible if you welcome a reset, if you welcome a restart. This is your time to start anew and prove what you're capable of and prove to yourself that you can be the woman of your dreams. Like I just said before, when talking about feminine energy, you don't have to change your whole life to be her. You can just be her. You can just decide. You can reset right now and decide who you want to be and who you're going to be as of right now. And if who you want to be is the homemaker who hosts, you know, dinner parties and has a beautiful tablescape like all the ones that I save on TikTok, then do it. Then be it. Then go for it. There's no one and nothing stopping you, especially now. It is quarter four. It is your time to shine. It is your time to end the year with a bang, to do things better than you did all year, to embrace the changes, to embrace the cozy romantic vibes, and just really, really enjoy and appreciate the end of 2024. And that is all we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.